Chapter 9. Ignosi. Encardus came to our hut after our meeting with the king.
"Encardus," said Sir Henry, "is King Twala a cruel man?"
"Yes, he's very cruel," said Encardus. "Tonight is the great dance. No man is safe at the great dance. Gagool and her witches will say that many people are sorcerers, and so they will die. The king wants their oxen, and this is a way to get them. Other people will die because the king is afraid of them. The people are tired of the king's cruelty, but they are afraid of the witch Gagool and of Twala's son Skraga. Skraga is even crueler than the king. It is unfortunate that Ignosi, the son of my older brother, is not alive,"
Encardus said.
"Perhaps he would be less cruel."
"Who says Ignosi is dead?"
asked Umbopa.
"What are you saying?"
asked Encardus.
"Are you telling us that Ignosi is alive?"
"Listen to my story," continued Umbopa. "When Twala and Gagool killed the king, his wife ran away with her son Ignosi. They crossed the mountains and tried to cross the desert, but it was very difficult and they nearly died. Desert men found them and took the woman and her son across the desert. After many years, the woman died and her son travelled from land to land, where he learned many things. Now he is in his own land again."
Umbopa stood up and took off his belt. He had a tattoo of a snake around his waist.
"This sign shows that I am the oldest son of the king of the Kukuanas,"
Umbopa said.
"I am Ignosi."
Encardus stood up.
"Come! Come!"
shouted Encardus.
"He is Ignosi, my brother's son. He is the true king of the Kukuanas."
"Uncle, will you help me?"
asked Umbopa.
"I'll help you, Ignosi, true king of the Kukuanas," said Encardus.
Umbopa looked at us. "Will you help me, my brave white friends?"
he asked.
"Umbopa, you were a good servant and a good companion. I think you will be a good king," said Sir Henry. "I'll help you."
"I'll also help you,"
said Captain Good.
"Twala is a cruel man."
"I am a man of peace," I said. "I don't like to fight, but I'll help my friends. What is your plan?"
"I have to think," said Umbopa. "Let's hope we are alive after the great dance tonight. Then we can make our plans."